Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Today's reading is from Zen Buddhist master Thich Nhat Hanh, often called merely Thai. Nothing is more important than brotherhood and sisterhood. There's a revolution that needs to happen, and it starts from inside each one of us. We need to wake up and fall in love with Earth. We've been Homo sapiens for a long time. Now it's time to become Homo conscious. Our love and admiration for the Earth has the power to unite us and remove all boundary separation and discrimination. Centuries of individualism and competition have brought about tremendous destruction and alienation. We need to reestablish true communication, true communion, with ourselves, with the Earth, and with one another as children of the same mother. We need more than new technology to protect the planet. We need real community and cooperation. All civilizations are impermanent and must come to an end one day. But if we continue on our current course, there's no doubt that our civilization will be destroyed sooner than we think. The Earth may need millions of years to heal, to retrieve her balance and restore her beauty. She will be able to recover, but we humans and many other species will disappear till the Earth can generate conditions to bring us again in new forms. Once we can accept the impermanence of our civilization with peace, we will be liberated from our fear. Only then will we have the strength, awakening, and love we need to bring us together. Cherishing our precious Earth, falling in love with Earth, is not an obligation. It is a matter of personal and collective happiness and survival. Let's listen to Thay's words one more time, and then enter into our contemplation about this wonderful home we call Earth. There's a revolution that needs to happen, and it starts from inside each one of us. We need to wake up and fall in love with Earth. We've been Homo sapiens for a long time. Now it's time to become Homo conscious. Our love and admiration for the Earth has the power to unite us and remove all boundary separation and discrimination. Centuries of individualism and competition have brought about tremendous destruction and alienation. We need to reestablish true communication, true communion, with ourselves, with the Earth, and with one another as children of the same mother. We need more than new technology to protect the planet. We need real community and cooperation. All civilizations are impermanent and must come to an end one day. But if we continue on our current course, there's no doubt that our civilization will be destroyed sooner than we think. The Earth may need millions of years to heal, to retrieve her balance and restore her beauty. She will be able to recover, but we humans and many other species will disappear till the Earth can generate conditions to bring us again in new forms. Once we can accept the impermanence of our civilization with peace, we will be liberated from our fear. Only then will we have the strength, awakening, and love we need to bring us together. Cherishing our precious Earth, falling in love with Earth, is not an obligation. It is a matter of personal and collective happiness and survival.